How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So I think I sort of stopped talking / dating this one guy because he was too nice. And like the door's still kind of open that I could go back, but I don't think I want to just because he is overly nice. Like,
can we define what overly nice is?
Okay, Let's talk about examples.
Too nice would be if I wanted to go somewhere, if I wanted something, he'd be like, let me get that for you or let me do that for you. Just kind of being a pushover, sort of. Does that make any
like
sense?
He would go out of his way, like go out of his way. Like if you said you need something at Home Depot, he's like, oh, there's a Home Depot right down the street.
Right. My sister was in town, wanted to go to a basketball game. And I was like, it'd be really fun to take my sister to this basketball game. I don't know if I have time. He's like, I'll get tickets for it. And
I'll do it.
And he got tickets for it, which is really sweet and nice, but you didn't have to. I mean, it's just overly giving stuff to me that I don't really deserve.
Maybe one of those. Well, you do deserve nice things.
Right.
But maybe like one of those things is a really nice gesture, but it's when it's like over and over again. It's overkill.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this guy sort of like. So I kind of had to stop talking to him, texting him, anything.
Was he a good looking dude? Were you physically attracted to him?
Yes. Yeah, kind of.
He wasn't that good looking because when he was that good looking, then, oh my God, he's the sweetest guy ever. My sister wanted to go. Here are the two conversations.
That's just exactly going to be my point.
Yeah, good. Ugly guy. Oh my God, he's just so annoying.
Not ugly.
He is. Ugly guy. Oh my God, my sister wanted to go to a basketball game, so he totally went out and he got her tickets. And I was like, dude, you don't have to spend money on me. Good looking guy. Oh my God, you guys. I don't want to jinx it, but this guy is so sweet. My sister just casually mentioned she wanted to go to a basketball game, and he actually chartered a plane. The Hawks were actually playing in Boston, and so he chartered a plane. We flew into Boston. We stayed at there's a Four Seasons there. It's so nice. It's right there on Newbury Street. It's beautiful.
Well, and with your example, he would be rich and hot.
Right.
And nice.
No.
He totally extended himself.
Yeah, he used up his debit card and then went to the emergency-only visa that Mom gave him. And maxed it out, and oh my God, I know he went overboard, but he's just so sweet.
So like, doesn't it boil down to like attraction? Like if you thought this dude was really hot, that could be interpreted as really a gesture of, I mean, being really sweet and caring and considerate.
Well, it's nice and caring, and I appreciate everything, but I think when you just give something, there's nothing to really work for. Like, you feel like you sort of need to earn something, or I don't know how to put it into words.
Like, he didn't have any game.
Right.
Right? There wasn't really a challenge there.
I could just have it.
So dudes are listening and they're hearing mixed messages because women constantly say, I'm looking for a guy that doesn't play games. Just be real with me. So a guy is real and now you're saying play games.
When it's so over the top like that, you feel like it could be towards anyone. Like that you're not necessarily like special. Like if they dated anyone at this moment, they would be going like overboard because there's this sort of like desperation sense or whatever. Mm-hmm. So doesn't make it feel like a special because I don't know. There's
you feel like they could do it for any person that they're dating.
Disingenuous about it a little bit, right?
Yeah, and it's just pushover. I want to kind of like earn something and work for something or have something to like go after rather than just have it all there in front of me.
And you want them to be like confident and have their own life going on and not like, you know, obsessed with your life.
Hey, Anthony, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
How you doing?
All right.
How's the situation?
What's up?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Too nice?
About people telling me that I'm too nice.
What kind of things have you done like where you feel like you've made the mistakes?
Oh, I try to cater to everyone. Just be polite. You know, if they want to do something, I do it. And I get all the women all the time telling me that I need to be less nice.
When we talked about this before, when both y'all were dating nice guys, wasn't the word that kept coming up backbone? Like if a dude doesn't show a backbone.
Well, you kind of want a man's man, somebody, like, you want a guy. You don't want someone just to be like your girlfriend. like you're one of your best friends.
Well, it's like when you,
it's like when guys want a girl, but you want to go chase after them and you don't want the one that's available right away. You want the one that's harder to pursue. It's the same as girls. Girls want to do a little bit of the work and a little bit of the challenge, too. We just don't want it right there all the time.
So you are saying you are endorsing playing games.
A little bit at the beginning.
Yeah. You kind of have to in order to establish something.
Save that. Seb's going to come back.
Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on Q100.
I completely agree with what she's saying about you don't want guys that will run and do anything in the world for you because it's like they're just trying to buy you.
So is there any point at the relationship that you want that? Like, let's say you get through the game playing phase, right? Then all of a sudden, do you want a guy that's going to like be there for you all the time? Or should he maintain what he showed you initially?
Well, I mean, he needs to be there for you, but that doesn't mean every time you say I want something to go buy it, because then it's kind of like, well, is he just trying to buy me or is there something there? I mean, if they just keep trying to buy your affection, what's it worth?
What's that, Jen?
I've never dated a guy like that, like the buying thing.
Like buys you everything?
Like if you mention you want something and then they go buy it for you? I've never experienced
that. Well, that's how this kind of was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd mention one thing and then it would be there.
I think that's really considerate guy.
It's a two eagerness.
I want to date him.
That's the right words for it. It's a two eagerness. Like you want somebody to enjoy spending time with you and be thoughtful and nice when you're with them, but not being like too overly eager about it. There's some sort of desperation in that. And you guys would say the same thing about a girl. Mm-hmm. Like if she was too eager to, you know, to spend time with you or text you back immediately or call you back immediately or like always available at your beck and call or whatever. It's too eager. You want a girl to be like, yeah, I can't do it right now, but maybe later. Or, you know, you want them to have their own life going on, their own confidence level and that kind of thing. Like you can smell it a mile away.
Have you guys seen the movie All About Steve?
No.
Sandra Bullock.
And
that Brandon Cooper dude that you love so much?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, yeah. You should go check that out. That's exactly what this is all about.
Really?
Hey, Nikki, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to say, I love Wendy, love Jen, but I think that you guys are way off on this one because this is probably why you're single. Please don't take it the wrong way. But I've had girlfriends that... 5 years later, 2 years later, they talk about the one guy, you know, he was really sweet to me, but they took it as weakness. And, you know, when you get to an age where you're not in high school, some people just don't want to play games. Some guys are tired of being single. He's like, you know what? I'm going to put it all out there. That's who I am, and it's either you like it or you don't. I just think sometimes we read more into it. If you're not into the person, then you're going to nitpick at every little thing, particularly him being too nice.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, though, there is a little bit of game playing with any relationship you get involved in, and that's normal, and that's just how it goes. That's how relationships work, and that's how they start. But when you just put everything out and show all your cards in the beginning, there's nothing to figure out.
Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think that Bert made a very intuitive comment 15 minutes ago.
Well, that's why you're on the radio.
He said that people desire a certain thing at a certain time, and I think that once you've been through enough guys that are total jerks and who don't do anything for you, you think, I wonder if maybe having that guy that did a lot for me really meant something.
Like
in comparison to all these other guys.
Yeah, I wonder if you work through a whole bunch of these tool dudes, if you look back at the ticket getting guy and you're like, man, that might have been the one that got away.
Well, I've been through a couple of tools. So, I mean, I would like a nice guy.
She's got a whole toolbox at home.
Nice guys are awesome.
Nice guys
just
are great.
Gotta have like the
game. They still have to have a little bit of aggressiveness and a little bit of game playing going on. That's just how life is, and that's what people want. Whether you're a guy, girl,
a confidence.
Whatever.
It's about a confidence level and not being over eager. If he could balance that out with
That'd
the thoughtful
awesome.
Things, you'd be still into him.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.